if you give, a poor man gives his wife a necklace, say, or some beads, and for his birthday, and he'll say, well, now, don't just look at them. What?
Put them on. Wear them.
And the opposite of that is the opposite. If a child has it, you say, well, now don't lose them. Before you go out, you better take.
You mean to take him?
Or you better, if they're beads, a little girl, you say, well, before you go out to play, you better.
Put them up.
I see.
In other words, put them in a safe place. Put them up.
If something belongs to me, in conversation, you'd say, well, that's
mine. It belongs to me.
If it belongs to you, it's...
It don't belong to me.
Or how about this word? You say, it isn't mine, it's...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us...
Ours.
To them, it's not ours, it's...
Another thing some of the older people use is... I've heard it way out in the country. We-uns and you-uns.
I was wondering about that.
You don't hear that much now, but it used to be quite often. That's another from the old English, we-uns and you-uns. But I used to hear a good deal. The further out in the country you get, way out. But I know I went out there one day hunting. A couple of us did, and we stopped at this little old house. And the woman asked us if you-uns had dinner. You-uns and we-uns. You don't get that much now.
It reminds me, would you explain, how the expression y'all used to be used and how it is used now?
What, y'all?
Yes.
Well, it's a funny thing. A lot of people think when we use it, well, we still use it. Y'all should. But you never refer to one person. Now, they think, so many people think when you say y'all, I've heard them, people who didn't know any better. That means a group. It's used in the Bible many times. Mm-hmm. In it many times, you all. Mm-hmm. I've got a list of the quotations from the Bible where that word you all is used. It means a group. It don't mean one person, and never has. Mm-hmm. For instance, you may be talking to one person, but they're referring to one or more people than one, a group. And this use is very common in the South everywhere today, but it's never to one person, because that's the plural.
And there's no prejudice against it here, is there?
If it was, half the people...
The reason I ask is that I was interviewing a very elegant lady. She was the most elegant lady in town in northern Mississippi, and she said, well... We never say that. She said, only country people say that.
What, you all?
Y'all. And just at that moment, her sister came in and she says, y'all still taping?
There you are. They may do it unconsciously, but you all is always as a group. For instance, my brother and his wife were here a few Sundays ago. And my wife, I don't know what she told them, y'all come back to see us. But she meant both of them. She didn't mean one of them.
And would you use all in combination with who? If somebody, if you went to a party and came back, and your wife might say,
who all was there?
Who all was there?
Right. Who all was there?
And if you talk to somebody for a long time, she might say, well, what... did he say? Would you say, what all did he say?
Quite frequently that's used. What all did he say?
Mm-hmm. And how about this word, right smart? Would you explain how that's
used? Yeah, right smart, yes.